I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite Thanksgiving side dishes. And I'll give you a killer recipe for grilled cream corn.
Let's do this.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Over the next couple episodes, Tom and I will be talking about our favorite holiday foods and giving a little background on where they originate from instead of talking about a specific region or regions. The reason is that this is the greatest time of year to be a foodie, so we thought we'd give Thanksgiving the honor it deserves.
Every family seems to have their favorite dishes during the holidays, and they go unchanged year to year. And while tradition can be cool, sometimes you need to shake things up a little bit and get out of your comfort zone. This year, in the All Things Barbecue Test Kitchen, we've produced some great new side dishes for Thanksgiving, including twice-baked sweet potatoes and our new favorite, grilled creamed corn.
Creamed corn doesn't have as cut and dry a history as many foods do. In all of my searching and reading, I couldn't find a definitive history of the dish, and that really isn't a surprise. Corn itself has been a staple crop in the United States for thousands of years, first for the natives and then for the colonists that followed. Corn was traded back to Europe from the New World and then spread around the globe from there, so it truly is an entrenched food here in the States.
Creamed corn is a very popular dish in the South and the Midwest, where corn is a major portion of the local diet. From Iowa through the Plain States and into the South, corn is cooked up in hundreds of ways, from cornbread to grits to succotash to straight up corn on the cob. It finds its way into meals day after day, but creamed corn seems to really be a popular dish during Thanksgiving, where canned versions fly off the shelf.
Canned cream corn, or cream-style corn as it is also called, isn't even really creamed corn, as the ingredient list is whole kernel corn, water, sugar, modified cornstarch, and salt. You'll need to add your own cream and butter if you want anything close to the real thing. This is, of course, a common problem with canned foods. Canned food has been around since the early 1800s, when the French government offered 12,000 francs to any inventor who could keep food from spoiling so they could feed the troops during the Napoleonic Wars. Since food cooked inside cans won't spoil if the seal is not broken, it became the standard process in which we preserve food. The modern double-seamed tin cans we know today were invented in 1888, and little has changed in nearly 130 years, yet canned food still finds a way to dominate our Thanksgiving dinner tables.
Well, we're here to tell you that there is another way, and if you're listening to this podcast, this won't be a shock to you, but you can actually buy fresh ingredients, cook them yourself, and develop amazing dishes packed with flavors you didn't know existed.
So let's go out to Chef Tom on our teaching kitchen patio and dive into today's recipe, which is a fantastic, yet simple, grilled creamed corn.
All right, I'm out here on the patio outside of our teaching kitchen, and we've got a grill set up for direct grilling. We're running this at 425 degrees, and we've got our corn shucked. We're ready to put it on the grill. We're gonna let this get some color. We don't have to fully cook this corn right now. We just wanna make sure we're getting some really nice color, so we're putting on top of the flame. All right, we've got really nice color on all sides of the corn, so we're gonna take that off the grill and cut the kernels off of the cobs. And now that we've got our corn kernels isolated and they've got some nice char in them, we're gonna throw them in our cast iron skillet with the remaining ingredients. We've got our cream cheese and our butter going into the skillet along with the corn, our sugar, some salt and pepper, and just a little bit of milk. Now we're gonna throw this back on the grill and let this stuff all cook down and combine and get nice and creamy.
Okay, so we've combined all of the ingredients and the creamed corn is now on the grill over indirect heat, and we're letting these flavors start to really meld together. While that happens, let's talk a little bit about our favorite Thanksgiving side dishes.
My favorite Thanksgiving side dish has got to be anything with gravy on it. So mashed potatoes, stuffing, anything really. With great gravy, you can really take those staple dishes and make them pop. What about you, Josh?
My favorite side is green bean casserole with homemade fried onions. It's simple, it's delicious, and even a gluten-free version tastes great. Now let's get back to finish up our recipe.
It's been about 45 minutes now. We've been stirring this occasionally to make sure that everything's cooking evenly, and that's looking really creamy and ready to go. Now this is ready to serve hot off the grill.
Well, that wraps up our grilled cream corn recipe.
I hope everyone takes a little time to focus on creating real, fresh recipes for your favorite classics this year. And don't forget that you can get this recipe on KMUW.org.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any recipe you'd like us to cook or anything you want covered on the show, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com. And tune in next time when Chef Tom and I tackle how to smoke and roast the perfect holiday turkey.